kids are all right, so I'm looking for a fight. I got me parka. I used to be a punk, but now a punk song. Whoa, I got me parka. Well, I've got my parka, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in my neck. I only bought one because we made it. It's supposed to be the fashion, I want to be mad. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev off.
Bells are 50. cruise in the summer with a teenage diplomat. In the dumps with the mumps as the adolescent pumps his way into his hat. With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kinda older, I trip the merry-go-round. With this very unpleasing sneezing and wheezing, the Calliope crashed to the ground. Some old hothead shot my head for a hot spot, snapping his fingers, clapping his hands. In some flesh my mascot was tied to a lover's knot with a whatnot in her hand. And now young Scott with a slingshot finally found a tender spot and throws his lover in the sand. And some bloodshot forget-me-not whisper daddies with an earshot, save the buckshot, turn up the band. Don't do it here. Well, I jumped up, turned around, spit me
who ain't got a penny, sniffing for tippets like you.
Little like into the music there.
Well, yeah, because it's Sir Elton John. Jeez.
Can I blame the COVID too?
Like, yeah, we can blame that. Oh my God.
Hi, welcome to Punks and Parkas 101.5 UMFM.
Hola, amigos.
I got Captain Dan.
Si.
Penny Lane.
Si.
Back from the COVID. Man, I don't know where you got that from, but you could have kept it to yourself.
You know, I like Corona, but not that kind of Corona.
No. So, yeah, we got it.
Oh, we got the vid.
We got the vid hard last week.
Oh, God.
We had a good run.
We did. 3 years.
3 years. This thing was raging.
Yeah. And all around us, too.
And the thing is, like, you were working the whole damn time out of the house with people. As soon as like COVID hit, my job went remote.
Yeah.
But you,
I was in the thick of it.
You were in the thick of it, and you never brought it home. Yep. We never caught it. There was one instance I remember Hunter caught it.
Yeah.
The week we had him, and you and I still didn't catch it. I was starting to think that they needed to like put us in a petri dish, dude.
Right?
And then we get it.
Yeah.
And we get it bad. So we're feeling a lot better. But let me tell you, please go get your vaccine.
Do it. Get poked. Get prodded.
Oh, man. It's nasty.
It is.
And I had a doctor's appointment shortly after to actually get my vaccine.
Yeah.
Go figure. I had a talk with her and she was saying, yeah, this one is really knocking people down hard.
Yeah.
So the alternative, feel crappy for a day or two with that vaccine, but please go get it. It was not fun.
No.
We're still suffering.
Yeah.
Like, we feel we're better.
Yeah, I got exhaustion and just
congestion, exhaustion. Yeah. Like, yeah, it takes it out of you.
It does.
So please, this is our PSA.
Yeah.
Please wash your hands. Be careful. It is cold and flu season.
It is.
Get those inoculations. I don't know.
Whatever. Go get yourself stabbed.
Yes, please do.
By a trained professional.
Yeah, don't just find some guy on the street because that is a huge no-no.
Yeah, that
meth
head on Higgins.
We don't know
do
what
not
they're
go
shooting
see
you.
Him.
It's not going to help your situation. So we were going to do this show last week, but I'm sorry. we didn't even know what day it was.
Well, by Thursday, I was better.
Oh,
but,
man.
But you had got it Monday, so you were on day four.
I had like 2 days behind you, so, which was great because as you were like hitting it bad, I was still okay. And then while I was hitting it bad, you were coming out of it.
Yeah.
So, but we were going to do the show last week and it just, no. But it's a good one. And I wanted to do this show because there's a lot of fantastic albums that are turned 50 this year.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. It all started for me because Quadrophenia is celebrating its 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
And being the old school mod that I am, I guess.
Quadrophenia is your movie.
It's my generation's, no, not mine, but, you know, 80s and 90s people, that was our first introduction to mod, really.
Yeah.
And it blows my mind to think that movie is 50 years old. But then again, you know, the mod scene started in the early 60s, so it's been around for a long time. But I thought, let's look at the wide array of albums that were released 50 years ago this year. And there is some crazy variety. Like, when I started looking at lists, I was like, there's an insane amount of like really established artists. Like we played Elton John.
Yeah.
He released two albums in 1973.
Yeah.
This one, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. I can't remember what the other one was right now. I'll have to search it.
Yeah.
But and then you have people like Bruce Springsteen, who released his first album,
yep.
which we played a track from. That was Greetings from Ashenbury Park, New Jersey, which I have. Yep. Not being a huge Bruce Springsteen fan, and I have that album, but we played Blinded by the Light.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think that's what's going to be interesting about the show. You're going to see a lot of variety yep. in the artists. So, and a lot of good albums.
A lot of good albums on here, geez.
Yeah, I tried to make it... I did the set list, so...
Yeah, this is all you.
This is all me. But I tried to really show the variety.
Yeah.
And, you know, some hits, some a little bit more obscure stuff. But this one I find interesting, too, because the Small Faces, again, another band that kind of came out in the mod era, like The Who did, they've gone through a lot of iterations and they ended up being The Faces. I mean, I'm not going to get into details about how that happened. Yeah. But they did, and they released this fantastic album, Ooh La La.
Ooh La La.
And one of my favorite Faces songs.
Ooh La La.
Ooh La La.
Ooh La La.
The trap you I wish that I knew all I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew all I know now.
ELO is like meant to be listened to in headphones.
Yeah.
Because that song was great, but as soon as like we have to put headphones on to hear each other when we talk on the radio, and I was like, as soon as I put the headphones on, I was listening. I'm like, oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I love that song. welcome back, Punks and Parkos, 101.5.
UMFM.
UMFM. We are looking at a list of albums that have will turn 50 in 2023.
Yes.
That is Bluebird is Dead by the Electric Light Orchestra on an album called On the Third Day, which I was telling you during the music break, like, I was surprised how much I love that album.
Yeah.
I picked it up. I was starting to get into ELO.
Yeah.
So you kind of keep your, you know, when you're starting to get into an artist and you're like us and you're digging in the cheap bins, if you see like $2-$5 records, you're going to pick it up.
Yeah.
Right. So I saw that one for like $5. I picked it up and I'm listening to all my records in alphabetical order. And I passed the E's. And I remember I put that one on and I'm like, damn, this is a great album.
Yeah.
It is. I can't believe it's 50. Before that, probably the most monumental album to turn 50 this year is Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. Everybody knows it. Yeah. That is Us and Them. And we started off with Faces with Ooh.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. It blows my mind that I love Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
And I love Dark Side of the Moon, but that album's 50. And that came out the same year that Elton John was putting out Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Like, it just, not to like diss on Elton John, because I love what Elton John does and he does it great.
Yes.
But the like crazy direction that Pink Floyd went in with Dark Side and the creativity behind it, insane.
Magical.
It's magic. It's one of the best albums out there.
Yeah.
Really is. So how you doing?
Yeah.
We're hanging on by a thread.
Yes, we are.
It's we're on this, as my boss says, the COVID struggle bus.
Yep.
Recovery has been fun.
Oh, it's been great.
It's legit. Like, I feel bad because for the last 3 years, we hear tales of people like, oh my God, I was sick for like a month. And I'm like, suck it up.
Yeah.
No, I'm very sorry. I thought that because.
Well, it's like you get to stay home and work.
Work from home, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a little bit easier for you to, you know, to get away from your desk, go sit on the couch, close your eyes for a few minutes, whatever.
Yes, it is. I'm very blessed.
But for me, I'm doing physical work.
I know.
I go out and do a walk around my site.
And you're just wiped.
I have to come back and sit for like 20, 30 minutes because I am just wiped.
And that's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
Like, for a bit until we build up our stamina. Yeah, I really, like, I'm very blessed. I understand. Yep. Like, even my boss is super understanding and because she got COVID too.
Yeah.
And she's like, if you need to, like, take 20, 30 minutes, totally get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel really sorry for you, especially we got a dump in a snow.
Yeah.
Heavy, wet, gross snow.
Yeah.
So guess who was shoveling?
That girl.
And that guy.
Yeah.
So that just whips you.
Yep.
But anyway, anything else of interest going on? We've been really in our COVID bubble.
Yeah, I
have
no clue what day it is, what time it is, what year it is. I'm like lost.
We're just focusing on getting better.
Yeah.
New Marvel movie's out tomorrow, so we're going to go see that.
Yep.
It is Remembrance Day this weekend.
It is on Saturday.
Saturday. So I urge you to attend a ceremony, a service, something if you can. If not, just take some time at 11 o'clock to reflect and kind of understand that we live the blessed life we do because of people's sacrifices.
Yep.
So very important. Also important to know that Monday's a holiday here.
Yeah.
So no school. A lot of places are going to be closed.
Yes.
That's what's going on. I really don't have
Nothing really. Nothing really kicks off. Like, it's.
This is when
we're in a lull between the Christmas festivities and Halloween ending.
Yeah, there's nothing until, like you said, the Christmas stuff starts up.
Starbucks has their Christmas drinks. Yeah.
Everybody's happy about the $8 venti peppermint latte.
Yeah.
How is it $8?
I don't know.
Inflation is crazy.
It is.
It blows my mind. Like, even we went to Costco yesterday and I was even joking with a friend. I'm like, I spent $40 on cheese. It's ridiculous.
It's insane.
Like, what the hell? Shouldn't complain. We are very lucky that we can spend $40 on cheese. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
So you saw the set list for today.
Yes.
We're going to play, I'm just going to say, we're going to play songs from Led Zeppelin, also released The Houses of the Holy.
Yep.
50 years ago. There's a little Bob Marley and the Wailers that was released 50 years ago. Bowie released Aladdin Sane 50 years ago.
Yes.
And Paul McCartney was in the studio with Wings doing Band on the Run. Funny story that I don't know if you know. So on Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, there's a lot of talking. Like, yep. It's interspersed throughout the whole album. Just these recorded off-the-cuff quips. You heard a couple there in Us and Them. Did you know that Paul McCartney and Linda McCartney are on Dark Side of the Moon?
Yeah, I've heard that somewhere.
Yeah, I wonder, now that I'm thinking about it, that these two albums came out at the same time. Pink Floyd recorded at Abbey Road Studios. So yeah. Did, I'm assuming, Paul McCartney for Wings. So I'm kind of wondering if maybe that's how that happened.
Yeah.
I never really looked into it much. I think I'm going to have to do some research.
Mm. Dig.
We should just play some music.
Let's get some more music going on
so
here.
So like I said, Led Zeppelin came out of their 1, 2, 3, 4.
yep.
Quadfecta of albums. And released Houses of the Holy.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a change too, sound-wise.
Yeah.
Like a little bit more mellow, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. This is one of my favorite songs by Led Zeppelin. It's crazy that a lot of music by artists I like 50 years ago, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the Rain Song.
Ooh.
It's a good one.
It is a good one.
The sunlight in my growing, so little warmth I've felt before. It isn't hard to feel me glow. I watch the fire that grew so low. Thank you. the summer of my smile. Flee from me, keepers of the gloom. Speak to me only with your eyes. It is to you I feel this tune. Ain't so hard to recognize, oh. These things are clear to all from time.
my day today.
No sun will shine.
Oh, high yellow moon won't come out dancing.
Oh, Lord.
I say,
darkness has covered my light.
Light
and has changed my day into night.
I say,
like music and headphones.
Yeah.
Right?
Sometimes that's what you got to do.
We just listened to the last three songs, just strictly headphones.
Yeah.
You hear shit, sorry, that you forgot.
Yeah.
Like that piano in the back of the Rain song, that clanky, oh, it sounds like they threw Thelonious Monk in there.
They probably did.
Anyway, started that set with the Rain song by Led Zeppelin, Concrete Jungle from the Catch a Fire release by Bob Marley. David Bowie.
Yeah.
Aladdin Sane.
Oh, yeah.
Cracked actor. All albums that are turning 50 or turned 50 this year.
Yep.
It's crazy.
You know what's not turning 50 this year?
What's not turning 50?
Me.
No, thank God. You got a few more years.
Yeah.
Me neither. I urge you to, you know, I urge a lot of people, just go and Google, like, albums turning 50 this
yeah.
year. There's quite an eclectic list. Like, I could have done three shows. Easy.
Yeah, one of the ones we miss is one of the big ones, Piano Man.
I know.
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. It was, I told you, it was on the long list,
yeah.
and I had to, like, shoo it down. But yeah, that's a huge release. Yep. That's turning 50, or turned 50 is 50.
Yep.
Crazy. One more.
Yes.
And then we're out the door. We probably won't get to the whole song, but it is honestly, Band on the Run is a fantastic album. Like, yep. I think it's Wings at their best, personally. And the last song, 1985, is fantastic. So we're going to listen to it.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Stay safe. Don't get sick.
Nope, stay safe.
And we'll catch you next week.
Check you out later.